Drivers who illegally pass school buses in one neighborhood near Seattle are going to pay for it in the form of a nearly $400 ticket. The Highline School District is one of many rolling out new cameras that catch drivers who ignore those stop paddles that bus drivers flip up. Anne Dornfield from Here Now contributor KUOW reports.
Roger Fowler has been a school bus driver for 17 years, but it still amazes him what can happen when he stops to let students on or off his bus and puts out his bright red stop paddle.
I have people run it on purpose. I have people give me a very unfriendly gesture with their finger, looking right at me, kids on the ground, lights and stop paddle out, and they go by. It's like, what? It just is hard to fathom that somebody can be that callous.
Scott Logan is the district's former transportation director. He recalls a day several years ago when a driver came into his office all shaken up.
This was a gentleman that was in his early 60s, been driving a school bus for quite a few years. Walked into my office, closed the office door, and just sat down in the chair, and there were tears coming down his cheeks.
The driver said a motorist had blown past his stop paddle and nearly missed hitting a student who was crossing the road.
It was the closest he had seen to a tragedy to happen right in front of his eyes, in front of his bus with one of his students. He said he wasn't certain that he could go back out and drive a bus again.
Logan decided enough was enough. He found a company that installs traffic cameras on the side of school buses. Like red light cameras, they shoot video and still images whenever a motorist passes a school bus illegally. Violators can get a ticket in the mail. There was just one problem. The cameras were not legal under Washington law. So Logan worked with the state legislature to get the law changed. The program launched in June. It was a welcome development for Roger Fowler.
During the last school year, I had 80 people run my paddle, which was very disconcerting. At the end of that period is when I got my camera installed on board.
Fowler's bus is one of 10 in the district with cameras on the side. The elementary students he's driving this afternoon have different theories about the camera's purpose.
Those are here because if mean people try to steal other kids, maybe they'll snatch a kid when they're driving. It's taking pictures of the houses and the cars because he might forget the places he has to go.
Between routes, Fowler turns around in his seat and breaks it down for his passengers.
And then when we stop and you get off the bus, the red lights are going, remember, and the paddle's out saying stop. And if a car comes along and runs by me, that takes their picture.
Oh, like yesterday?
Like yesterday.
That was my uncle. He didn't know it.
Oh, that's too bad because he'll probably get a ticket.
For $394. In the first month of the school year, the cameras already captured 172 apparent violations. The King County Sheriff's Office reviews each one. They've written 23 tickets so far. Scott Logan at Highline School District says the hope is that as word gets out about the new technology, motorists will stop illegally passing school buses. In the meantime, he says when people do run stop paddles, the cameras let bus drivers focus on the students on the street and not getting the license plates of scofflaws.
It gives a tool that gets all that information that's needed to hand over to law enforcement without any interruption to what the driver needs to do, which is keep the kids safe.
Right now, 13 states allow the use of school bus stop arm cameras. Many others are considering legislation to do the same. For Here and Now, I'm Ann Dornfeld.